in an embarrassingly slow pace. It's autumn, and the weather is very unpredictable, but right now, I could be running down the street completely naked and still sweat. At least my sweat smells sweet. The scent of my shower gel and my perfume oozes from me as if I was an egg cooking away in a frying pan. I don't smell like a fried egg, though. I smell like coconut, as if I was born out of a nut. People keep telling me that I am overdoing it with my perfume, but it smells so divine. I make it onto the train just before it's about to leave the platform. I am out of breath and I am sweating. I curse at myself for always packing such heavy bags and for never being able to dress appropriately for the weather, whatever the weather is. When I've placed my bags on the overhead shelf and taken off my thick sweater, I realize that someone is sitting in the seat next to mine. I also realize that I must have stretched over him when I put my bags away and that I probably flashed him my stomach when I took my shirt off. His face must have been just by my navel when I pulled the shirt over my head, or maybe only by my breasts. Can this day get any more embarrassing? With a blushing face and sticky hair, I tell him that my seat is by the window. He looks up at me and our eyes meet. It's something about the look in his eyes that sends jolts of electricity through my body. He has eyes to get lost in. Oh my God, what a cliche! He stands up to let me into my seat, and when I sit down, I feel a bit trapped between the window and his body. He has his arm on the armrest that separates our seats. I do my best not to stare at him, his thin and veiny arms and his tall and skinny body squeezed into a chair that is a bit too small for him. I can feel the heat radiating from his body, and suddenly, I am very aware of how close his body is to mine. I can see the space in between us like a shimmering haze. Sparks fly in between us. He smells like he has just gotten out of the shower, a hint of vanilla. My mouth is watering. He sees that I am staring at him, and I quickly turn my head away. But the image of his face is imprinted on the inside of my eyelids. His dark hair is curly, which makes it hard to distinguish its length, and even if it doesn't reach all the way down to his shoulders, it looks pretty long. His big and sharp nose reminds me of a portrait of an officer, a royalty, or someone important like that. What do I know? But it's a beautiful nose, a masculine nose on what is otherwise a pretty feminine body. His stubbles don't make him look more masculine. His short beard is well kept and looks nice as it frames his face together with his dark eyebrows. I notice that his skinny wrists have paint on them and that he is wearing wristbands from a dozen different music festivals. His tall legs are trapped inside dark jeans and a black t-shirt covers his broad chest. I want to rip his clothes off him. I picture him with no shirt on in front of me and imagine that his chest is probably pretty much smooth except for a few hairs. He has not shaved, just naturally hairless. Just like a lot of tall people, he sits slightly hunched over in his seat. He is the definition of gangly. Even if he is skinny, he is still muscular, and his muscles are small and wiry. Maybe he has the body of a swimmer or a jogger. Or perhaps he is just a musician with that body type. It looks like he is moving his leg up and down to the music. He sits there next to me, reading his book. Is he intelligent? Intelligence turns me on. Would we have a lot in common? My eyes have wandered back his way, and I am staring at him again. To distract myself, I put my headphones on, and Chris Isaak's song, Wicked Game, starts playing on Spotify. Typical, a song that stirs up all kinds of different feelings, most of the sexual, as if my attraction to the guy next to me wasn't enough. Now Chris whispers sensually into my ear. It's strange what desire will make foolish people do. I never dreamed that I'd meet somebody like you. The lyrics give me goosebumps. I lean against the window and close my eyes. I am tired, and if I sleep, I can't stare at him. It feels like a good plan, a safe choice. I tried to convince